Paul Ramel here in the studio. Well, June is Dairy Month, and we're celebrating the dairy industry. And in our studio right now is a good friend of mine, right, Brittany?
Mm-hmm.
Brittany Morse from Minnesota. Brittany is works with the Minnesota Dairy Initiative, right?
Yep, that is correct.
And what's your job title called?
So I am the Southwest Region Coordinator for the Minnesota Dairy Initiative.
Okay, so coordinator for Southwest Minnesota.
Yep, that is correct.
So we're going to talk dairy farms, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how the Minnesota Dairy Initiative assists those dairy farmers, right?
Yep.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about your job description then, Brittany.
So our role at the Minnesota Dairy Initiative is to help dairy farmers make the best decisions for their farms, families, and the legacy they're building by pulling together industry experts and essential resources to plan for a vibrant future. So as a coordinator, my role is to facilitate and coordinate on-farm team meetings. And at those team meetings, the dairy producer can choose whomever they would like at the table. Normally, it's like a nutritionist, veterinarian, farm business management instructor, banker, crop consultant, reproduction specialist, anybody that really works on that farm that they would like at that table. And at our meetings, we come up with meeting objectives, and those objectives fall in line with the goals that farm has set.
Okay.
And every farm is very different on what their goals are. Some of them are more production focused. Some are transition focused, meaning from taking that farm from one generation to the next. Some are really focused on cow health, soil health. Everybody's working towards a different goal. So it's really fun and enjoyable for me as a coordinator to pull these different industry experts together and give our farmers the best advice and help in planning for their goals and helping them to succeed.
Right. Now, dairy farming has changed almost dramatically in the last decade or so, hasn't it?
Yes, we have unfortunately seen a lot fewer farms throughout the state of Minnesota, a lot more bigger farms, and a lot more technology has been implemented on farms.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you have the numbers there in front of you, but I'd be interested to know how many dairy farms there are in the counties that you serve. Can you share a little about that?
Yeah, I can kind of tell you roughly about how many.
Okay.
Lac La Parle County has two. Yellow Medicine has 8 or 9.
Okay.
Lincoln is about 11 or 12. Lyon is 4. Redwood is 6. Pipestone is around that 12 to 13. Murray County is pretty close to that number. Rock County is about 9 or 10. Nobles County is around 10 or 11. Jackson County has 1. Cottonwood County has 6. And Brown County, which is kind of our eastern edge of our coverage area, they have 38.
38 in Brown County. That's New Ulm, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And the reason for that is AMPI is based out of New Ulm.
Oh, so the dairy farmers in Brown County take their milk to AMPI then.
Mm-hmm.
So it's convenient.
Yep, it's more convenient, and they really save on trucking and hauling expenses.
Okay. Wow, only two dairy farms in Lac La Parle. I wouldn't have guessed that.
Nope. My grandparents actually used to dairy farm by Dawson, my mom's parents.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and my grandpa retired in about 2003, 2004, something like that. So I am familiar. I know that there weren't a ton of farmers back when my grandparents farmed, but there definitely were more than two.
I think when I was growing up in the early 60s, my grandpa's farm outside of Waseca, Minnesota, I think about every farmer was a dairy farmer then. And it's really changed a lot, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, talk about your family farm and where it's located and who was all involved in that.
Yeah, so my family, we dairy farm right outside of Minnesota. And my siblings and I are currently the fourth generation on our farm. The farm consists of my parents and my uncle, alongside myself and my brothers.
Let's drop some names here.
Okay, so my parents are Greg and Becky. Okay. My brothers are Garrett and Grady, and myself. So I actually work off the farm with the Minnesota Dairy Initiative, but on the farm I do the calf raising, I help milk, and the big thing that I have been working on the last year or so is I'm taking over the financial books, the bookkeeping.
Oh, wow.
And so that's been a whole process to learn.
Okay.
So
really,
that's very really important, different. Very important to every farm, as they are a business. And yeah, it's definitely not the most fun aspect of my farm life. My baby calves are my favorite thing I do, but bookwork is essential. That's actually something that our organization can help farmers with, because there are a great number of farmers that bookkeeping is just not their niche.
That would be me. I'd turn it over to you.
Yep, and we can help, you know, as a coordinator, I can help give you the resources and put together a team that can kind of help you.
Okay. Very interesting on the numbers of how many dairy farms there are in Southwest Minnesota. Are they all the same? Do they all operate the same way? Or what do you see as a coordinator?
So one of my favorite parts about being a coordinator is all of us dairy farms in Southwest Minnesota, we all produce the same product, right? Milk. But we all go about it so very differently. The farm size is very different. So you'll have some that range from about 50 cows up to over 1,000.
Oh, wow.
And the farms are just very different on how they manage employees, how they manage cows, how they manage their crops. It's all very different and all really aligns with what their farm goals are. And so it's very different. And, you know, the type of cows, like we have, my family, we milk Holsteins, Jerseys, and Brown Swiss and a few crossbreds. Most of the farms milk Holsteins with a few crossbreds, a few Jerseys mixed in here and there. One thing that is a big trend in the dairy industry right now is we use sex semen. And we utilize that as a technology resource to help us get the right amount of heifers we want, replacement heifers.
Okay.
And so people have really pinpointed, and it's actually a conversation I have on most of my farms right now, is heifers are a big discussion point. But people really kind of have it narrowed down to the exact number of heifers they need, you know, per month, per year, whatever that looks like to them. And so a lot of farms have been implementing beef on dairy strategies, which is using like beef semen, like Angus or Simmental, and bringing it to your dairy cows. And those calves will eventually go toward the meat market. So that's an additional way dairy farmers are trying to get some more income on their farms.
Oh, I see. Okay. So there is a big difference in from one dairy farm to the other then.
Yep. Absolutely. Okay. Protocols are different. Management's different. Farm goals are different. Number of cows.
Are they doing the technology part, or some doing technology?
I mean, some people are. You know, some people milk in parlors. Some people milk in tie cell barns. Some people use robot milkers. Everyone's a little bit different.
Some people are old school then. Still, in a way?
In a way, but... Okay.
You still get up at 5 o'clock to milk cows?
Correct, yep.
That hasn't changed.
Correct, and I would say different things. Every farm I work with is very different on the amount of technology that's used. Some people are still using a notebook and kind of doing it that way and then going back into the computer and typing stuff up. Myself and my brother, Grady, we have Dairy Comp, which is a computer software program. We have the app on our phones and on our computer. And so when we're out in the barn and say somebody calves or Grady's breeding someone, because my brother's the one that breeds, we can just pull out our phone, enter that information in, and within seconds, it's up to the cloud database. Mm. And so neither Grady or I or whoever wants to look at the computer can access our cow information. And a lot of farms have similar technology to that they're implementing. And a lot of people use DHA, which is Dairy Herd Improvement Association. So that helps you test your cows. So when you're testing your cows, you're testing like how many pounds of milk they're making, their butter fat, their protein, that kind of stuff. And people use those analytics to kind of judge where their farm's at, where they want their goals, maybe kind of weed some cows out of the herd. So that's another aspect of my job that we utilize, is we do a lot of looking at our records and the analytics.
Wow. So you are involved in the technical part then?
Yep, absolutely. Right. Absolutely. And part of my role as a coordinator when I'm doing preparation for a meeting is to make sure I have those farms records ready to go, have that stuff printed out, have any herd analysis that needs to be done. You know, just for example, say we're really going to focus on reproduction at a meeting. I can go into the dairy herds management system and I can pull out several different records and just kind of utilize those different graphs and numbers to really kind of pinpoint what that farm really wants to look at, what we can talk about as a group to move forward.
Okay. We're visiting with Brittany Morse from the Minnesota Dairy Initiative. She's a Southwest coordinator. And Brittany, you know, you mentioned some of the services that MDI offers. Are there programs that farmers can get involved with? Or
So we are actually a program that's funded by the Minnesota Department of Agriculture.
Okay.
And so we as a whole are a program, but then all of us coordinators, we will kind of work together with Extension or with other coordinators or kind of by ourselves, and we'll host like dairy producer night outs or like peer group meetings and
like a networking thing.
Yep, exactly. Like a network thing.
It's good to network, isn't it?
Yep, absolutely. And really be educational based. I'm currently working with the livestock specialist for Pipestone and Murray Counties, Melissa Runk, and we're planning a dairy producer night out for July. So we're trying to pin down our speaker exactly what day we can get him to come. But it'll be sometime in July. So hopefully dairy producers, okay, if anyone's listening, can keep an eye out for that. On June 29th, starting around 6:30 p.m. at Legion Field Park, I will be hosting a dairy ladies night out event.
Where's that at?
Marshall? Yep, in Marshall. And
What event?
It's a dairy ladies night out.
Oh, ladies night out.
Yep, dairy ladies night out. Yep. And so we're having a potluck, so you can bring a snack or a dish to pass. We're also going to be doing a sign painting party with Jackie Jeremiahson from Mineota.
Okay.
And Dr. Laura Roy from Mineota Vet Clinic is going to be talking to us about different antibiotic restrictions and guidelines that currently dairy producers need to adhere to.
Okay. All right. Anything else we need to talk about? Dairy cows. June is a dairy month. Mm-hmm. Anything else you got?
About cows forever, Paul.
And rabbits, I bet.
I also breed rabbits. That's my hobby.
You breed a lot of rabbits.
Breed and show rabbits. It's my weird hobby, yes. But yes, June's dairy month, so milk prices are pretty rough right now. Feed prices are high.
I was going to ask you, what is the state of the dairy industry?
This year's gonna be tough. Margins are gonna be tight, and we're really hoping that our area can really get some great rain so we can make all of our own feed, or at least not have to buy as much feed.
Yep.
So that's a huge hope that everyone has around the area. Milk prices are pretty low, feed prices are high, so it's gonna be tight. So if you are listening to this and you would love to help support dairy producers, you know, buy some extra ice cream or an extra gallon of milk.
I can do that.
Or even some more butter, you know.
A lot of butter on my popcorn.
Yep.
That's a good point. Go in your local grocery store and support the dairy industry.
Yep. Right? If you're from Mineota, you know, we got a great local store in Mineota. And I know most communities in Southwest Minnesota and West Central Minnesota have great little community grocery stores as well.
Yep. All right. Good advice there, Brittany. Hey, thanks for coming in. Always a pleasure to visit with you.
Yeah. Thanks, Paul.
Yeah. That's Brittany Morse from the Minnesota Dairy Initiative. And once again, June is Dairy Month. And so support the dairy industry.